New England and Boston joins us to discuss. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Now, I'm sure Patriot fans are like, well, this is not a big deal. Who cares? And everybody who hates the Patriots feels it is a big deal. But the NFL took 100 days and a 240-page report. So those actions suggest they feel this is a big deal. What do you think happens to the Patriots, specifically Tom Brady and others?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. You're definitely right about the mood. You know, I think it's tough to make any type of argument based on, you know, what you see, that Tom Brady at least didn't know that something was going on. But I will say that there is at least a little enough room for doubt that he knew specifically that there was a, you know, I don't know. To me, there's enough deniability that I think it might be a little bit difficult for them to be really harsh with a penalty. And I think that the wording of this agreement, you know, and I'm sure that it had some back and forth with the league office. I find it hard to believe that this was all just, hey, we're waiting to know what's going on. There had to be at least some type of back channel work going on there to decide what a penalty might be. But I do think that Tom Brady could get suspended. And frankly, I think that they probably knew that going into this, and I think Brady kind of took one for the team. They said, hey, if you're honest about what you did, you might get suspended for the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it's definitely the Patriots. They do have it coming. You know, they've played fast and loose with the rules. The league is much more in tune with what you're doing if you're an offender. And while they're certainly not the only team that has done stuff like this, you know, they've been the biggest kind of, you know, thumbing their nose at the league. So I think for that reason, the league is just going to check everything out that much more with them. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I think they'll take the Super Bowl win and a couple days suspension for Tom Brady in the regular season over the alternative.
Hmm. Jonathan, I agree there. You know, the rules are there for a reason, and if the Patriots broke them, you know, let's suspend Brady and be done with it. But as an outsider, NFL fan, but up in Canada, this approach is parody to me, to have a 240-page report on inflated and deflated balls. I get it. Somebody broke the rules. Let's give them the game and move on. It's getting to the point of soap opera now.
Yeah, I just find that the NFL, they seem like they're just like, oh, people are talking about this. Well, boy, we better, you know, we're going to go overboard. It just seems like they are so reactive to what the kind of the social sphere has to say. I don't understand where they're coming from at all. It seems like they could have. You're right. I mean, I thought Bob Kraft had about the most accurate saying. He said basically, it's just mind-boggling that much effort would have been used to reach that conclusion on that, you know, on what's essentially a, you know, the equivalent of a guy scuffing a baseball. You know what I mean? It's a pretty minor, you know, or having an extra curved stick on the hockey. It's an equipment issue. It's not it's not changing the fabric of the game. So yeah, I even wonder if Indianapolis feels a little bad about ratting them out. Say, geez, if we knew it was going to be like this, although I'm guessing the answer to that is no, they probably don't feel too bad at all. But yeah, it's a shame because Tom Brady he's kind of been everything you would want from an NFL player in terms of his approach and the way that his teammates respond to him. So it is a shame to see him get, but you know, in the long run, it'll be a footnote, I think, for him.
What about the story of all the text messages from the, you know, the so-called employees? It didn't at times put Brady in the highest light.
Well, you know, I think it's like anything else. I don't know how you are, but you know, I have friends that we text, and you tend to just kind of, you know, it seemed like there was one guy was the instigator, and then the other guy was kind of playing along with it a little bit. But you know, there was one guy who certainly seemed like he was more, you know, the hell with him. But yeah, it was, and that was so salacious. Yeah, it's just the whole thing is just kind of a mess. I'm looking forward to it going away. I've had about enough. I had about enough of it 5 days in. So, you know, 100 days in, it's even more. I'm happy for it to at least, whatever the conclusion is, it's all right with me as long as it kind of moves past it. But
can we get to
how I look at it? Yeah.
Can we get to that conclusion anytime soon in your mind, so everybody can move on? Do we have a time frame as to when we're going to hear what'll happen?
The NFL is, they took their time on this. I don't expect that they're going to do it in a timely fashion, because I think it'll be more, it'll probably be closer to the year, you know. Although they did announce suspensions quicker in the case of like the Falcons piping in crowd noise and the Browns texting on the bench, so it might be something soon. But you know, I have a hard time imagining that they're going to come down too hard on Brady based off that evidence, which is essentially none, you know. So it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's you know, well, there was the evidence that obviously that, you know, 11 of the 12 balls were under, although I think three of the Colts four balls were also under the prescribed PSI. I did find it interesting, the D lineman who admittedly said, "Hey man, I never touched the balls. I have no idea." And he wrote an article in the Players Tribune long, wondering why the officials, like if the PSI was actually down 2 pounds, the officials handle the ball more than anyone else. Would they not have noticed that?
I don't think it's that noticeable a difference. It is a pretty minor. I saw a couple of things in the immediate aftermath of it when you had really guys, you know, said, okay, here's one that's normal and here's one that's not, and which one is it? You know what I mean? And even players couldn't really tell. Joe Theismann did one, you know, and so that was a, you know, it's just, it's one of the, I don't think it's that noticeable a thing. I think that's the thing that, and that's why I'm so surprised that the football, these talking head football players on television, I'm surprised that they are so sanctimonious on what is essentially, to me, a minor issue. It just goes to show that this kind of distaste for the Patriots really goes pretty deep.
Well, the Patriots and Brady, I mean, not to say there's nothing to this, like I'm with you, decide what his fate is going to be, announce it, and move on.
Right.
It seems to depend who did what wrong. That dictates the reaction.
Right. But, you know, I do think that there's definitely there's bad blood between Roger Goodell and Belichick, for sure. I think Belichick felt like, you know, I thought one of the interesting parts, we had that kind of fire and brimstone press conference after, you know, he said, you know, basically was very strong saying, hey, we didn't do anything wrong. But he's, you know, he came out and said, you know, and he basically said, he finally came out and basically said that he thought Spygate was essentially a witch hunt as well. So there's a lot of history between those guys and Belichick in the league. So I think that his hubris, I think, does cost him in a little bit in this. And you know, they do definitely deserve the extra scrutiny that they get. But you know, it's a shame, because I've just really enjoyed covering this team and the players, and even, you know, and Belichick I've always really enjoy it as well. So it's, you know, I'm not a fanboy, but I certainly respect what they do. I think they're about one of the best sports organizations I've seen. So it's a shame that it gets, you know, tarnished like that. But I do have I'm here in Massachusetts. We're right about to kick into my son's 8-year-old Little League baseball game.
Well, we'll let you go
right
on that one.
We're right about to get first pitch.